Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late.
On the last episode, we saw that Jaden has stinky breath. Oh dear, it sounds like it's turning into quite a problem because Mr. Jim called an emergency meeting for Ava and Jaden to report to HQ to talk about what in the world is going on. I'm not sure how in the world they're going to get rid of this stinky breath, but let's see what happens next. Jaden ran to tell his family about their urgency about the stinky breath, but everyone had a hard time hearing what he was saying because his breath was so terrible. So he decided to write a note and leave it on the table for them to read after he left. This would explain everything. He felt sad having to leave on the decorating day, but there's no way he was going to make his family endure the horrendous smell of his breath. He turned on his jetpack, and off he blasted. Meanwhile, across town, the Purple Ninjas had accomplished their goal of handing out 1,000 stinky lollipops. They were in the middle of telling Dr. Stinky Breath about their success.
Tell me again, what were the people doing when they left the grocery store?
It was hilarious, boss. The people that took the lollipops smelled so bad.
Yeah. And everyone else was covering their faces with their shirts to protect themselves from the bad smell and kept running into things because they couldn't see anything.
That is hilarious. But it is only the beginning. We must act now to move to phase two.
Phase two? I don't know if we're ready for phase two.
We must not wait another moment. The window of stinky opportunity is open for us now, and we must move forward.
Okay, but we're gonna need to make another batch of that bacteria to stick onto the lollipops.
Okay, what do you need? Because we need to get these lollipops out to the whole world before they figure out our plan.
The bacteria's favorite things to eat are mucus and sugar.
What's mucus?
It's spit, Steve. Remember when you spit into that cup for me? I'm gonna need a whole lot more of that.
Doki doki, I'll get working on it.
Good job, Purple Ninjas. Who would have known that a little spit and sugar was the only thing we needed to make the world stinky?
By the time Jaden arrived at HQ, Mr. Jim and Ava were already there waiting for him, wearing gas masks, of course.
Hey, Jaden, are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling totally fine. Wow, nice gas mask, Ava. It's just my breath smells like a squirrel took a bath in a toilet and then died in my mouth.
Ava's eyes got really big, and she said,
Wow, that was more details than I needed. Mr. Jim, you said this has happened to others and not just me, right? Asked Jaden.
Indeed it has. Let's go inside so I can show you something. Mr. Jim grabbed his access card and opened the door to HQ. He held the door open for both Ava and Jaden as they walked inside. Mr. Jim then pointed at a video that was showing the live feed outside of the dentist office in town. You see? That's the line of people. It's completely wrapped around the building like 3 times, said Mr. Jim.
Holy smokes, that's a lot of people with stinky breath, said Ava.
But Mr. Jim, I don't get it, said Jaden. I brushed my teeth and the stinky smell, it didn't go away. Am I stuck like this forever?
Hold on, Jaden. Let me do a quick search on my tablet here. Ava grabbed her tablet and did a search on bad breath and where it comes from. All right, according to my research, it looks like the most common source of bad breath is bacteria.
Bacteria? But I don't feel sick.
I think Ava might be onto something though, Jaden.
kind of bacteria that causes bad breath isn't the same kind of bacteria that might make you sick. But let's swab your mouth for an analysis.
Don't look at me. I'm not getting that close to Jaden's mouth.
Good point, Ava. I don't really want to either. Jaden, I think you'll need to self-swab your mouth. Jaden grabbed what looked like was a big Q-tip and put it inside his mouth and moved it around. Perfect, Jaden. All right, now rub it on this microscope slide so we can take a closer look. Jaden finished his part of the experiment, and then Ava took a look at it underneath the microscope.
Wow, there's definitely a lot going on inside of Jaden's mouth, said Ava.
Jaden, when was the last time you brushed?
Hey, it was the first thing I did when I got home, but it didn't do anything. My teeth are squeaky clean, and my breath still smells like that dead squirrel.
Wait a second, Jaden. What about your tongue? Asked Mr. Jim. Did you brush your tongue?
What do you mean? I thought we're only supposed to brush our teeth.
Ha. Well, let's take a look at this. Mr. Jim pulled up a video on the screen that showed how our mouth bacteria likes to find places to hide. All right, Ava and Jaden, take a look at this. There are two favorite places that bacteria likes to hide. Those are our gums and our tongue. We floss our teeth to clean our gums, but then we also have to brush our tongue to clean off the bacteria that likes to hold on there.
What? Holy smokes!
Shouted Jaden.
I'll be right back. Let me go try that.
Jaden rushed off to the bathroom to try and brush his tongue. Hey, Mr. Jim, I'm going to call the dentist's office while Jaden's doing that and see if they've noticed anything with people's tongues.
Oh, that's a good idea, Ava.
Hey, Jaden, how's it going in there?
I'm brushing my tongue right now.
Who wants to smell my breath to see if it works? Said Jaden.
Oh, I hope I don't regret this.
Mr. Jim took off his gas mask and smelled.
Wait a second. The smell is gone.
Yes, I'm not a dead squirrel anymore.
That's great news, shouted Ava. Yes, the dentist's office said they are giving everyone a deep tongue cleaning to get rid of the horrible smell.
Whew, that is good news, said Mr. Jim.
Now we just need to solve what caused this stinky mess in the first place.
Well, I actually have an idea about that, said Jaden.
I think we need to go to the grocery store. I think we need to get rid of some very suspicious free lollipops. Come on! Back up in Dr. Stinky Breath's Stinky Blimp Lab, the Purple Ninjas had just received some very bad news.
Hey, boss. Something bad happened.
What? What are you talking about? Everything was going so smoothly.
Yeah, well, it turns out that people only needed to brush their tongues to get rid of the bacteria that were stuck on their tongues causing the bad breath.
Brush their tongues? I've never heard of such terrible thing.
Yeah, we didn't think they would think of that either.
Purple Ninjas!
Wow, great job, Biology Squad. Holy smokes. That was one giant stinky mess, but I'm so glad that we solved this mystery.
I don't think Dr. Stinky Breath is going to throw in the towel yet. I think he's still going to try and figure out how to make the world stinky. So I will see you on our next adventure. We'll be right back after a brief word from our sponsor.
I need your help celebrating a birthday. Drum roll, please. Happy birthday, Juniper, who's turning 8 years old. Juniper is an awesome big sister to her brothers, Kipton and Barrett, loves gymnastics, and is a great artist. Wow, Juniper, those are all amazing things, and I'm so glad that we got to celebrate you and your big day on the show. Happy 8th birthday, Juniper.
It's time for Spyology Squad shoutouts. I want to say hey to Darcy from Lewiston, Maine, Aaron from New York City, Charlie from Nebraska, Ollie from Oregon, Weston from Montana, Ishar from Australia, and Ruby from Brooklyn, New York. I'm so glad that you're all on the Spyology Squad. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. If you want to join the squad, have your parents head on over to SpyologySquad.com so we can send you an access card in the mail. This is HQ, over and out.